The Olympic Village is made up of the tall blocks you can see between the stadium and the aquatic centre. Athletes' villages are probably not something that TV viewers really spend too much time thinking about, but to an athlete preparing for the hardest challenge of your career, where you wake up on the day of your final is a big deal. And personally, I've spent lots of time making sure that the London 2012 village is as good as it can be for the athletes of the world. I recently visited the site with two of our best-loved Olympians and my two good friends, Colin Jackson and Denise Lewis.
It's going to be great for the athletes, completely. The athletes need to feel that they're right in the heart of where the action is taking place. And I think that's something that we've got really right in London.
Now, Colin, you went to 4 Olympic Games. Mm. Just tell me some of your experiences about being in a village.
Well, the Olympic Village is the heart and soul, really, of everything. It's where you rest your head at night, and it's a vital part of your preparation. You need to come back to a place where you feel comfortable, you know, where you feel there's a sense of belonging. And I think London has certainly managed to get that feeling right for 2012.
During the Games, the village will be home to 23,000 Olympians and Paralympians and officials. They'll eat in a 5,000-seat dining hall. There'll be a gym, shops, even a cinema. And athletes will be able to keep in touch with home through television, internet, and newspapers from all over the world. After the Games, the village will become a new community with 2,800 new homes, 50% of them to be affordable housing. There'll be fast new transport links to central London and beyond from Stratford International Rail Station, plus a new education academy and a polyclinic medical centre. And it's right next door to Stratford City, the long, low stretch of grey buildings just to the right. Stratford City will be the biggest urban shopping centre in Europe, a £1.5 billion development with 300 shops, bars, restaurants, 2 hotels, a cinema, offices and apartments. It opens this year. The next 4 tracks on the tour are about buildings in the west of the park, the site's history, the Olympic Park's design and its legacy. And you'll get the best views if you walk further down the Greenway towards the canal. You might even get a glimpse inside the stadium. Walk along past the stadium, away from the lime green view tube building, and towards a tall brick chimney and a pair of high apartment towers. You're going in the direction of Hackney Wick and the canal. There are 2 tracks to listen to as you make your way, about the Olympic Park and the history of the site, and 2 more when you reach the bridge over the canal.